No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 18th day of September. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you are here. If you are new by chance, welcome. We are so glad that you're here for whatever reason. You've made your way here and we're scooching in. We're scooching on over in case you are here and you're like, nope, this is not for me, and you want to exit. You can leave and you don't have to walk through the whole line. Nobody has to grab their purse and move their legs. There's always that one person that's like, let me just get up. I'll just get up and get out, and you can. And then it takes them like a minute to gather their stuff and get up and pull up their pants and then move out of the aisle. Regardless, you're here. We're scooching in to make room, and we are thrilled that you're here and that you are allowing the Word of God to speak to you. And I pray that as you do so, that you know God in a real and intimate and a real intimate way. Knowing about Him is not enough for our faith. We have to know Him personally. And this is the story that we are reading, that we have been in all year so far. Knowing God personally. And what will it take to get the people to stop going through the motions, playing the part, looking the part, and to truly turn and know God for themselves. Yesterday we finished the book of Daniel. Today we begin the book of Ezra. Tomorrow we'll finish the book of Ezra. But for right now, we're jumping in Ezra chapters 1 through 3. This week we're reading the Christian Standard Bible. Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah, the Lord roused the spirit of King Cyrus to issue a proclamation throughout his entire kingdom and to put it in writing. This is what King Cyrus of Persia says: The Lord, the God of the heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has appointed me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you, may his God be with him, and may he go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. Let every survivor, wherever he resides, be assisted by the men of that region with silver, gold, goods, and livestock, along with a freewill offering for the house of God in Jerusalem. So the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, along with the priests and Levites, everyone whose spirit God had roused, prepared to go up and rebuild the Lord's house in Jerusalem. All their neighbors supported them with silver articles, gold, goods, livestock, and valuables, in addition to all that was given as a freewill offering. King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem and had placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them brought out under the supervision of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This was the inventory: 30 gold basins, 1,000 silver basins, 29 silver knives, 30 gold bowls, 410 various silver bowls, and 1,000 other articles. The gold and silver articles totaled 5,400. Sheshbazzar brought all of them when the exiles went up from Babylon to Jerusalem. These now are the people of the province who came from those captive exiles King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had deported to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reelaiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. the number of the Israelite men included. Parosh's descendants, 2,172. Shephatiah's descendants, 372. Arah's descendants, 775. Pahath Moab's descendants, Jeshua's and Joab's descendants, 2,812. Elam's descendants, 1,254. Zattu's descendants, 945. Zechai's descendants, 760. Benai's descendants, 642. Bebai's descendants, 623. Azgad's descendants, 1,222. Adanakim's descendants, 666. Bigvai's descendants, 2,056. Aden's descendants, 454. Ater's descendants of Hezekiah, 98. Bezai's descendants, 323. Jorah's descendants, 112. Hesham's descendants, 223. Gibbar's descendants, 95. Bethlehem's people, 123. Netophah's men, 56. Anathoth's men, 128. Azmaveth's people, 42. Kiriatharim's, Chapira's, and Beeroth's people, 743. Ramah's and Geba's people, 621. Michmas's men, 122. Bethel's and Ai's men, 223. Nebo's people, 52. Magbish's people, 156. The other Elam's people, 1,254. Haram's people, 320. Lod's, Hadid's, and Ono's people, 725. Jericho's people, 345. Sinea's people, 3,630. The priests included Jediah's descendants of the house of Jeshua, 973. Emer's descendants, 1,052. Pashur's descendants, 1,247. And Haram's descendants, 1,017. The Levites included Jeshua's and Kadmiel's descendants, Hodaviah's descendants, 74. The singers included Asaph's descendants, 128. The gatekeeper's descendants included Shalom's descendants, Ader's descendants, Talmon's descendants, Akub's descendants, Hadita's descendants, Shobai's descendants, in all 139. The temple servants included Ziha's descendants, Hasufa's descendants, Tebaoth's descendants, Keros's descendants, Saiah's descendants, Padan's descendants, Lebanah's descendants, Hagabah's descendants, Akub's descendants, Hagub's descendants, Shelmai's descendants, Hanan's descendants, Gedel's descendants, Gehar's descendants, Reaiah's descendants, Rezin's descendants, Nekoda's descendants, Gazam's descendants, Uzza's descendants, Pasea's descendants, Besaiah's descendants, Asna's descendants, Munim's descendants, Nephusim's descendants, Bakbuk's descendants, Hakapha's descendants, Harher's descendants, Basluth's descendants, Meheda's descendants, Harsha's descendants, Barkos's descendants, Sisera's descendants, Tema's descendants, Niziah's descendants, and Hatipha's descendants. The descendants of Solomon's servants included Sotai's descendants, Asophareth's descendants, Piruda's descendants, Jaela's descendants, Darkon's descendants, Gedel's descendants, Shephatiah's descendants, Hatil's descendants, Pokereth Hasabam's descendants, and Amai's descendants, all the temple servants, and the descendants of Solomon's servants, 392. The following are those who came from Telmela, Telharsha, Cherub, Adan, and Immer, but were unable to prove that their ancestral families and their lineage were Israelite. Deleiah's descendants, Tobiah's descendants, Nekoda's descendants, 652. And from the descendants of the priests, the descendants of Hobaiah, the descendants of Hakaz, the descendants of Barzillai, who had taken a wife from the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and who bore their name. These searched for their entries in the genealogical records, but they could not be found, so they were disqualified from the priesthood. The governor ordered them not to eat the most holy things until there was a priest who could consult the Urim and Thummim. The whole combined assembly numbered 42,360, not including their 7,337 male and female servants, and their 200 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. After they arrived at the Lord's house in Jerusalem, some of the family heads gave freewill offerings for the house of God in order to have it rebuilt on its original site. Based on what they could give, they gave 61,000 gold coins, 6,200 pounds of silver, and 100 priestly garments to the treasury for the project. The priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, temple servants, and some of the people settled in their towns, and the rest of Israel settled in their towns. When the seventh month arrived and the Israelites were in their towns, the people gathered as one in Jerusalem. Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers the priests, along with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his brothers began to build the altar of Israel's God in order to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. They set up the altar on its foundation and offered burnt offerings for the morning and evening on it to the Lord, even though they feared the surrounding peoples. They celebrated the festival of shelters as prescribed and offered burnt offerings each day based on the number specified by ordinance for each festival day. After that, they offered the regular burnt offering and the offerings for the beginning of each month and for all the Lord's appointed holy occasions, as well as the freewill offerings brought to the Lord. On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, even though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid. They gave money to the stonecutters and artisans and gave food, drink, and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre, so they could bring cedar wood from Lebanon to Joppa by sea, according to the authorization given them by King Cyrus of Persia. In the second month of the second year after they arrived at God's house in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brothers, including the priests, the Levites, and all who had returned to Jerusalem from the captivity, began to build. They appointed the Levites, who were 20 years old or more, to supervise the work on the Lord's house. Jeshua with his sons and brothers, Kadmiel with his sons, and the sons of Judah and of Henadad with their sons and brothers, the Levites, joined together to supervise those working on the house of God. When the builders had laid the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests, dressed in their robes and holding trumpets, and the Levites descended from Asaph, holding cymbals, took their positions to praise the Lord as King David of Israel had instructed. They sang with praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, for he is good, his faithful love to Israel endures forever. Then all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the Lord's house had been laid. But many of the older priests, Levites, and family heads who had seen the first temple wept loudly when they saw the foundation of this temple, but many others shouted joyfully. The people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shouting from that of the weeping, because the people were shouting so loudly, and the sound was heard far away. This is the book of Ezra. We begin it today. We will finish it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it tomorrow in its totality, since it's just a short book. And so we pause here for today and pray. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for meeting us here today. Thank you for the restoration that only you can bring. The rebuilding, the restoring, the renewing. All things new. This is who you are. This is what you represent. This is your best work. Redemption. We so often want things to return to exactly as they were, but through the process, you take us through the process, and you do it in your way, not ours, when we surrender ourselves to you. So we surrender to you here and now. Have your way. Holy Spirit, come. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That's home base. That's the website. That's the free app. Check it out. We're celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. So many different products that we have made this year to celebrate 20 years. The clean canteens in the yummy spring colors. What else did we have? 20th anniversary trucker hat. Who doesn't love a good trucker hat? Some music, and then the latest, the Breathing Prayer book. Thank you for supporting it. It's such a sweet little book. Of course I'm going to say that. My sweet little boy's face is all over it, but it's so beautiful to see the product of that and what came from just a really hard time in his young life. And thank God that we are through that. And thank God for being with us through all of that. It's just a little tool to help you get through whatever it is that you might be facing. So thank you for your support. And there is more to come. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are so grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or you can utilize the app. Hit Give up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button. It's up at the top right-ish, mid-ish, top. There he said top. The tippity top of your app. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll finish the book of Ezra out together tomorrow. I love you all. I'm truly so grateful for each and every one of you. This work here has been more meaningful. It has been more life-giving. It has been more enlightening. I feel like in this part of my life, I can honestly say I once was lost, but now I'm found. And it is this journey through the Bible that has completely transformed everything in my life. I'm honored and humbled and glad to be here. Let's do it again tomorrow. I'm Jill. Until then, love one another.
Hi, family. This is Sally from Massachusetts, and I'm calling in to request prayer for my friend and neighbor, Tanya. Yesterday, she told me that a year ago, she was diagnosed with leukemia. There is no treatment. There's nothing they can do. Right now, she feels okay. And she goes every month to be monitored for whatever. I know her husband died. I don't know how old he was when that happened or how old the kids were. Her son is now a junior in college, and her daughter went to a technical school, and she's a year out of high school. But please pray. Medicine has come so far. I pray that something can be done for her. Thank you, family.
This is Tilly from Florida calling for God's hand is on me. It's kind of loud in the background because I'm walking the beach where I live, but I just heard your call in on the September 15th to the chronological line. So I'm not going to belabor it too long because of the noise. I'm just going to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up. God's hand is on me. And I ask that you would guide her by your divine wisdom during this period of time of navigating a divorce, getting yourself to a safe place, and finding her place in your kingdom. We love you. We love you, girl. I'm not sure where you live. I live in Florida. This is Tilly saying be blessed. God's got you in his hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
September!
Hello, this is Daughter of the Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over all of you. And I pray for the body of Christ. Lord, we are many, but few of us seek what you have for us. I pray that we will stop just being idle and that we will ask and we will stop not having any more because we do not even ask. Lord, you are faithful, you are kind, and even if it's not meant for us right now, we know we can ask it from you and that we can trust you for the timing. That we don't have to worry about that. We're not the God of the universe. That time and matter and everything is in your hands, so there's no worries about when what we think we should get should come. We ask you, you say no, you say yes, or you say wait. And we're thankful. I'm so thankful that you don't give me what I don't need, and you say no to me when I need to hear no, whether I like it or not. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you for loving on your children the way you do, and I pray that you'll wrap the body of Christ up in your arms today, and you will whisper something special to each of their hearts or their ears, whichever you prefer, Father, and bless us all this day. And please remember the Kirk family. In Jesus' name, amen.